Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. My name is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. At least we hope these are good moments of pause and reflection on some of the more important things in life. In ministry, I've had so many people come to me talking about their loneliness and isolation from other people and how they can't seem to make friends, etc. And I hate to be this blunt, but oftentimes I've understood why they don't have any friends. I don't tell them that, but that's the truth between the two of us here, just between us girls here. I can see why. Because they seem to be caught up in the culture of narcissism. I don't know if you ever heard the true definition of a narcissist. If you go off to a cocktail party, there is someone. I found this at the reception of weddings many times, that people would come to me and just be talking a long time about themselves and tell me all the important things that they are and all the important things that they do. And they'll go on for 25 minutes. And I found it important to make sure and stand by the hors d'oeuvre table while they are talking, because it's going to take a while and I can reach the food. And after they talk about 25, 30 minutes about themselves, then they say, "Hey, enough about me. Now, what do you think about me?" And so the problem seems to be with a lot of people that they are, in the words of Bill Coffin, the smallest package in the world is a human being wrapped up in themselves. And those are the people who mainly come to me in complaint that they have no one else to talk to, you know, or any kind of friendships. And maybe I need to have some copies of the old book, How to Make Friends and Influence People, that came a long, long time ago. And the bottom line on friendships is this: the most interesting people in the world are people who are interested in other people. When people come to me and talking about lack of friendship, lack of places to talk to other people, and all, then they go on to tell me what they need without thinking about the fact that they might find a different path. They might find a path to friendship by thinking as much about others as they do themselves. And so in that little book, it tells you about friendships. Become genuinely interested in other people. Secondly, smile. Thirdly, remember that a person's name is very important. Remember it. Be a good listener. Encourage others to talk about themselves. Talk in terms of the other person and their interests, and make the other person feel important, and do it sincerely. And then you might not be coming to my office again complaining about the fact that you have no friends. I'm just saying. I'm Richard Wing. This is 3 Good Minutes. Wishing you all the very best.